Tesla stock is dropping this morning after the CEO gets sued by the SEC. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Tesla stock is down 10% in pre-market trading after federal securities regulators yesterday sued founder and CEO Elon Musk. The accusation is Musk's tweets about taking the company private at specifically $420 a share were misleading and caused the stock to gyrate in a way that hurt investors. The possible penalty is very high. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Not only is the SEC suing Musk, but it also wants to ban him from serving as an officer or a director of any public company. And that's because the suit revolves around his actions, not Tesla's. And to be clear, the SEC isn't only mad about the tweet. It also calls out a blog post Musk posted a few days later, saying Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund had approached him about taking the company private. The SEC says that 420 figure wasn't based on any discussions with funders, and it says Musk chose it in part to impress his girlfriend, since 420 is a marijuana reference. Musk called the suit unjustified and says he acts in the best interest of shareholders.
Justin, thank you. U.S. stock index futures are all down 0.2%. We're watching Italian bonds this morning, where interest rates there are up sharply after Rome said it's going to bust the EU limit on government spending. Brazil's state-controlled oil giant Petrobras has agreed to pay about $850 million to settle investigations into corruption in the U.S. From Sao Paulo, here's the BBC's Daniel Gallas.
One of the biggest oil companies in the world, Petrobras, has now agreed to settle a bribery case in the United States where the Brazilian company is listed. However, 80% of the $853 million settlement will be paid to Brazilian authorities who helped uncover the massive bribery scheme. The company has acknowledged that contracts worth billions of dollars were awarded to corrupt construction companies in exchange for bribes paid to politicians. The car wash scandal, as it is known in Brazil, revealed corruption in virtually all major political parties and led to the incarceration of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. As part of the deal, Petrobras will no longer be investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Daniel Gallas with the BBC. Every day you make decisions about your own personal economy, including choices that aren't obviously about money. That's why Marketplace covers business and finance from so many different angles, connecting the dots between complex issues and why they matter to you. Invest in Marketplace today to make sure public service journalism is always here to deliver reliable, objective news and context about the economic forces that affect you every day. Donate whatever amount is right for you at marketplace.org. And thank you. Remember the elderly woman who sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot? Many people see that as one of those frivolous lawsuits that drag corporations down. This is one of the many exhibits at the American Museum of Tort Law in Connecticut. The museum's director, Rick Newman, former trial lawyer, says that what people may not remember from that case in the early 90s is that the victim was badly burned and that McDonald's served coffee that's hotter than in many other places.
At 190 degrees, coffee will cause full-thickness skin burns requiring skin grafts in 3 seconds. Spill. You're going to the hospital.
The victim first only sought compensation for her medical bills, but McDonald's offered $800. She sued, ending up with $640,000. It's these kinds of stories this museum highlights with posters, displays, multimedia.
All these corrupt situations that were killing, injuring, and making people sick over the years were broke open by the use of the law of torts. The first responders, the bell ringers, are wrongfully injured people who use their rights under a constitution and get a contingent fee lawyer to take the case into open court against the powerful.
That voice ring a bell? Famed consumer advocate and frequent presidential candidate Ralph Nader. He's from this Connecticut town, Winsted. The museum is his baby, the result of 10 years of fundraising.
It's a great pillar of freedom in our country, where somebody's wrongfully injured can have a trial by jury under our Constitution. And I don't think people learn in high school, much less college, the great defender that tort law is of their health and safety.
You see this area of law as a way to keep powerful interests, corporations, somehow in check?
Yeah, of course. It's the only a tool that people can use without asking anybody's permission. So if they're wrongfully injured by a polluter or a company produces a dangerous product, they can go to a contingent fee lawyer and have a trial by jury.
I consider you on the political left, but is this issue that this museum highlights, is it a partisan issue in your view?
Just the opposite. That's why so many liberal and conservative visitors here are transformed, because they know when they confront air or water pollution or a defective car, there's no discrimination. Choosing conservatives over liberals, they all bleed. They all get sick. It's what I call indiscriminate justice.
But you don't feel that you've sometimes paid more than you should for your car insurance because these lawyers are out suing in these accident cases?
Just the reverse, because the more safety built in cars, the less crashes, the fewer deaths, and the fewer claims on the insurance companies. The tradition in the insurance industry used to be loss prevention. They need to pay attention to it again.
We're at a time of rapid technological change, especially in the auto industry. Some of these driverless cars will be on the road soon. You wouldn't want tort law, would you, to get in the way of experimenting with technology that could save lives ultimately?
Not if they experiment off the highway. We want tort law to get in the way of unsafe driverless cars for pedestrians and other motorists, most definitely. And that seems to be the only break now on this pell-mell rush on driverless cars without revealing the data for all their flamboyant claims.
So, in fact, tort law, in your view, is going to play an important role in making sure that this moves in the direction of safety, not in some other direction.
As long as the courts are open for the people of this country who are wrongfully injured to hold their perpetrators and wrongdoers accountable, that will be the fundamental safeguard. And if it is pursued, we will get more action from the legislatures and from the regulatory agencies to do their job and protect the American people.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.
Also over on the website, marketplace.org, you can hear Nader telling the remarkable cloak and dagger story of how General Motors had him tailed back in the 60s to try to get dirt on him after he published the famous book about unnecessarily dangerous cars called Unsafe at Any Speed. They even tried what they call in the spy novels a honey trap. GM settled in 1970, and Nader used the money to fund public interest advocacy groups. We'll also have more info about the Tort Museum at marketplace.org as well. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.